You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
My next guest is Pierre Poilievre, who is, of course, our new finance shadow minister. Congratulations again for that awesome responsibility as part of our team.
Thank you very much, Tony. Good to be with you today.
Now, let's get right to the meat and potatoes, because this is an issue that I'm sure none of us thought we'd have to be dealing with throughout the summer months, and it's going to cascade into the fall. But whenever you have a Liberal government, my observation after 40 years of volunteer and elected politics is sooner or later they start to tax people more. And despite all their rhetoric about how they are for the middle class and they want to give people breaks, we're now seeing the other face of Liberal, Canadian liberalism, which is taxing people who are trying to make a living. So, Pierre, why don't you walk us through these tax proposals that the Liberals are shopping around? And in fact, go to Justin Trudeau's reaction when there was a little bit of pressure on him, how he doubled down on some of these things. I give you the floor, sir.
Thank you very much, Tony. Great to be with you today, and congratulations on your role in our shadow cabinet as well. Justin Trudeau sent his finance minister out in the middle of the summer to announce a discussion paper along with drafted legislation that would raise taxes on small business savings to 73%. Now, I'll tell you, explain to you how they're proposing to do this. Small businesses typically save for the retirement of their owners within the company. RSPs often don't work very well if you're a farmer or a small business person, because you need to pull that money out. If you're a farmer and there's a drought, or your barn burns down, or you have a major mechanical problem, or a family member dies and you lose you're one of your most valuable workers, you might need to pull that money out very suddenly. And of course, RSPs bring big penalties when you do that. So they save for the retirement within the company, and then later on they draw that money out as needed. What Justin Trudeau is proposing to do is tax the income on those savings twice. Once when the original income is earned, and then once when it is withdrawn from the company and put in the hands of the small business owner. And that's how you get this 73% tax on small businesses who are trying to save for their future. This will be devastating for our farmers, for small business operators right across the country. And it will mean a much higher tax bill for them than anyone else pays. Now, they claim that it's about leveling the playing field.
Well, this is the other thing, too, because when this was rolled out, Justin Trudeau and Bill Morneau, the finance minister, were saying, no, we're going after the 1%. But what you're saying is, you're talking about small business owners, you're talking about farmers. This is a very much broader range of people in our society.
It's the dairy farmer in Osgoode, Ontario, who tells me this is going to make it very difficult, not only for him to save, but for him to eventually pass on the farm to his children. It is the owner of a small chain of dry cleaners who has 50 employees, most of them young people and new Canadians, some of whom he says he might have to lay off if these tax increases take effect. It's the young man who left the country for 11 years to study for dentistry and then stopped me on roadside while I was out jogging for a charitable run to tell me he was just on the verge of opening a practice and hiring people, but probably won't be able to do it in Canada because of this new Liberal tax increase. And what's so unfair about it is that this 73% tax on small business investment income is much higher than the tax on big business investment income. So if a publicly traded multinational Fortune 500 company puts aside cash in a passive investment account, they only pay about a total of about 50%. all the way down. Right. From the time that that money is earned on the investment to the time it's paid out to the shareholder, they'll pay about 50%. But the small business who's trying to eventually compete with the big multinational will pay a tax rate that is more than 20% higher. So this isn't about leveling the playing field. It's about going after the little guy.
So let's talk about the impact of this. You alluded to this already in terms of investment decisions, growth decisions. What does this mean in terms of jobs and in terms of the economy?
Well, obviously, small business are the backbone of the Canadian economy. There, 97% of private sector employment is in is done by small and medium-sized enterprises. So whenever you hammer them with a 73% tax on their savings, it's going to affect workers right down the line. If you are a young person looking for your first job out of university, you're going to have fewer people hiring you. If you are a farmer and you want to pass your farm on to your kids or to another family member, it is going to be more difficult with higher taxes and more compliance costs. If you are that small business owner who has a dry cleaner or a small your tourism operator and you're trying to put aside money for a rainy day or for your retirement, you will pay far more to the government. This tax increase is in excess of $3 billion.
Wow.
It is going to be devastating. And it's interesting, those are private sector estimates. The government won't even admit its own calculations on how much money it's going to take out of the economy.
I noticed that groups are now rallying to try to deter the Justin Trudeau government from doing this. I'm sure you've started to have conversations with them. Where does this go from here? What happens next?
We have to put massive, relentless pressure on Liberal MPs to do the right thing and tell Minister Morneau they will not vote for this tax increase. That is the only way it will stop. I mean, Bill Morneau has indicated that he'll likely introduce what's called a Ways and Means motion in the fall or early winter. That ultimately has to pass for these, and the legislation actually has to pass for it to be crystallized in law.
Right.
If enough Liberal MPs get the message that they're going to lose their seat if they raise taxes on their small businesses, then we can stop this. So I'm telling all Canadians, get on the phone and tell the Liberal MPs to say no to this 73% tax on our small businesses.
And of course, you and I and other Conservative MPs will be voting no if this ever comes to a vote in Parliament.
Absolutely, and we will be using every legislative tool at our disposal to stand in the way. I've already demanded that Minister Morneau appear before the Finance Committee, explain himself, that we bring the dozens of groups representing entrepreneurs, farmers, tradespeople, plumbers, etc., to come and speak out before that committee. I hope that other parliamentary committees, like the Health Committee, will study how this will impact on the number of family doctors in small rural communities like the ones you represent. I think we need to have our Employment Committee, what's called the HUMA committee, to study how many jobs will be lost. We need a full court press using every creature, every living organism of the House of Commons to wage this effort against this tax.
So we've got listeners here. This is The Blueprint, by the way, Canada's Conservative podcast. I'm talking to Pierre Poilievre, our shadow finance minister, about the Liberal plans to tax businesses and individuals more. Next step for you, Pierre, you said you're going to go to committee. This will be debated in the House of Commons. If someone is listening to this, they should be staying tuned to what you are doing and what we are doing as a Conservative caucus then?
Yes, go to my Facebook page. I'll be regularly updating people on the fight against this new tax increase. We need everybody to chip in and share their voice. Spread the message online through social media to your friends. Sign our petitions. Call Liberal MPs. Exert maximum pressure. Let's get these guys to back down.
Thank you very much for being part of our podcast today. Pierre Poilievre, Ottawa area MP and our shadow minister of finance. You've been listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. I'm your host, Member of Parliament Tony Clement. Thank you for listening. We'll be back as the House resumes. There'll be lots to talk about, so please stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.